Hi everyone, this is Esther and welcome again to HCast Mini. I hope you guys have been faithfully and consistently following this Fuel Bible reading program. Now, as we spend the next few months reading the Word of God, do we allow it to fall on good soil? You know, in Mark chapter 4 verse 13 to 20, God talks about the parable of the four soils. In this parable, it talks about the farmer planting seeds and it falling on different places, and the seed actually represents the Word of God. So the first seed fell on the hard path, representing those who hear the message. But then Satan comes at once and takes it away from them. The second seed fell on rock soil. This is when we hear the message and we receive it with joy, but like young plants in such soil, the roots don't go very deep. So at first they get along fine, but they wilt as soon as they have problems or are persecuted because they believe the word. The third seed fell on thorny ground, representing those who hear and accept the good news, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for nice things, so no crop is produced. But the good soil, which is where we all ought to be at, represents those who hear and accept God's message and produce a huge harvest, and it is 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. So how open are we to God and the word that He has placed upon our hearts? Do we hold on to His word and allow it to take root into our lives? You know, sometimes we receive God's messages differently in various areas of our life. For example, we may be open to Him about our future, but closed when it comes to how we spend our money. So we should strive to be like good soil in every aspect of our life. So let's look back and evaluate on the different things that God has put upon our hearts. You know, every year we go to youth camp and there is always something powerful that happens there and something that impacts our life. But, you know, as the year moves on and we enter a new year and even as a new school semester has started, it could be because of the weariness of doing good or even when we come up against problems one too many times that we give up sometimes. Or, you know, it could be during the H services where we felt to be a part of something like the various campus outreach that we have and even to be part of the H service. But because we are too comfortable with where we're at, that, you know, we need to be pushed by our leaders sometimes to just be a part of something. So from now on, you know, let us work towards having a heart that is soft and tender towards God, that He may work in every area of our life for us to be a blessing to our friends and family.